2 o'clock, straight up! It's the Carton Show with Big Mac on a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon in New York City. Phone number to join, as always, 888-808-1019. Got a great show for you today. Obviously, going to be a lot of Yankee bashing, Yankee crying. Bunch of bitches that you guys are over the last 24 hours. Wah! We didn't get a catcher. Wah! We didn't get a middle reliever. Wah! Wah! Brian Cashman sucks. Wah! Aaron Boone's got to go. Wah! Hal Steinbrenner's not committed to winning. Wah!
That's a good one.
And on and on and on and on.
Playing the hits, Craig.
Meanwhile, you're 3.5 games out of first place. You got a stranglehold for the moment on the wild card spot. Mm-hmm. You may or may not get back Giancarlo Stanton. And you may or may not get back Aaron Judge. You sent Anthony Volpe back to the minors, which is something I thought you guys would all celebrate. So it's almost as if the Yankees acquired a starting shortstop yesterday in the name of George Lombard.
Yeah.
But the bitching and whining and moaning, frankly, has become clownish to me. A fake Yankee fan, but you're a real Yankee fan.
Yes.
I think Sean, as well, is a diehard Yankee fan.
He's more unhappy with them than even
I am. And these videos you people are putting out about, I remember back in sixth grade when I got this locker with my name on it, and Brian Cashman was the GM. Like, stop your whining and moaning, because remember this, if in any day you guys want to become Met fans, they're only 8 miles away. If at any day you think it's better off rooting for the Mets, go right ahead. But I don't think you want that. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing better.
Are you?
Yeah,
doing
I'm
okay?
Better. It took me a night.
Got it out of your system a little bit?
I mean, look, I if you want, I could still bitch and complain because I still
think... If that's
the
way you feel, then do
I still think the deadline was awful. I don't know how they didn't get a catcher or another bullpen
arm. Garcia damn near had a game-winning bomb last night.
For a moment, and I would have had fun. Mad at Cashman... I still would have had fun about praising him. And
wouldn't that have been like a
moment.
Typical Cashman thing to happen?
Would have been perfect.
You guys are all burying the guy, and then the guy that he signs, the best slugger in the National League.
In his first moment,
bang!
His first moment of any sort of real pressure, he comes through with
down
an absolute
6-5.
Bomb.
Here we go.
Best
bang!
Win of the year. Off of that trade deadline, that would have been the best win of the year last night. And then another part of what we talk about, needing another bullpen arm, not that he would have been there last night.
For sure.
But, like, needing another guy because this bullpen's on fumes. They have no choice but to go to Chevilly, and he can't get it out.
Not
and
only can't get it out
there,
it's home run, home run, home run.
I mean, he's getting annihilated. And they leave him out there because the rest of the bullpen, you don't want to throw them and waste them now that the game's been blown open, because that right now, you only as good as they've been, this bullpen is really one of the more interesting, weird, because they've been good. Like, they've been really good.
Yeah.
They've been one of the best bullpens in baseball, best ERA in baseball.
Pretty consistent.
Most runners left on base in baseball. And yet, when you look at it, you go, they probably need more. Like, it's not enough. I trust the four guys, but let's be fair. It's Brent Hedrick. I've never heard of the guy before a year and a half ago. Like, it's Chavis, who's now sent down pretty much because he threw so many pitches. I do expect him back. He's pitched really well for them. But, like, he had a 7 ERA with Colorado. Like, it's Paul Blackburn. We saw him with the Mets. We've seen his career. He's nothing special his entire career. He's been great for the last 3 months. Can you expect all of these things to continue? And even now, you see how dead they get, like, and what they pitch like when they're overworked. So it was just, they needed something. You can't rely
on
the idea.
Well, you
also,
to be fair, you needed Schlitter to have a better start.
You needed Schlitter to have a better start.
He walked the ballpark in the first three innings he was there.
But as good as the bullpen's been, you needed more. And then, obviously, look, Wells last night, that would have been another part of the story. He had a great night. Single in his first at-bat. Home run in his second at-bat. He's winning challenges left and right. Throwing out a runner trying to steal second base.
He had a great
Wells
night.
Was fantastic last night.
I agree.
That would have been the other element. Screaming all day, don't have a catcher. Wells goes off and has his best game of the season. And hopefully he's starting to turn around a little bit, but not good enough. Like, they needed a catcher. They needed a bullpen arm. I am stunned. And I said this yesterday. Now that I'm away from it, now that I've taken a day, now that I can breathe, the season season isn't over. The Yankees are still
it's long from over. You're going to the postseason.
They're still I still think they can win the championship. I still think they're going to get guys back from injury. I know that's a talking point, too, with what Brian Cashman had to say yesterday. But, like, I still think yesterday was an awful trade deadline. And I don't, it's one we've never seen from Brian Cashman. I honestly think it's one we've never seen. Have there been deadlines where most of, if not all, the trades fall flat?
Some of it's record guys, dependent, also, to be fair.
100%. Yeah. I should put it, you're right. I have never seen a trade deadline like this where they are, I think your word was entrenched, or stranglehold of a playoff spot.
Yeah.
A Yankee team with a stranglehold of a playoff spot into the deadline with massive needs. I have seen Brian Cashman have trade deadlines where nothing works. I have seen him have trade deadlines where I'm puzzled by the guy he chose to go get. We've seen deadlines where every one of them fall on their face. We have never seen a deadline with a team entrenched in the playoffs where he did not even attempt to fill the glaring needs the team has.
Well, he's going to tell you that he did attempt to. That's what his word's going to be.
I get it.
We obviously talked to this team and that team and the other team about all these players because we recognize that we do have needs, but what we offered wasn't enough. Obviously, he said without saying it that they did call about Scooble and they wanted Lombard, and he was not willing to let Lombard go. Now Lombard's the starting shortstop, I assume, for the rest of the season.
I would think.
At this point, got to play every day now.
He's got to play every day.
So he's now your starting shortstop. Volpe goes down.
Yep.
So it's a weird thing. Like, obviously, we all know the weaknesses the Yankees have. So let's just acknowledge the Yankees are well aware of the weaknesses in their lineup.
Cashman said it 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Catcher is a problem.
Right.
Like, he recognizes it. He acknowledged it. And then couldn't get a deal done. The Rushman one, I know I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth. I'm saying they absolutely needed a catcher, and I'm saying the Rushman deal is a deal I wouldn't have made. But, like, because if I'm going to say
So then you can't kill him for not getting him.
I'm not going to kill him for not getting Rushman. I thought that trade for the Red Sox gave up immense value. It's a laughably bad trade for a player that's not all that good. We're acting like a team that won 26 out of 29 needs Adley Rushman to get over the top.
Yeah.
He ain't that good.
And he's not ready
anyway. Playing for a while. He's got a left wrist injury for a catcher who gets pounded every single pitch. Like, I don't care they didn't get Adley Rushman for that package because it would have cost a ton. But they had to get a catcher. And you look at what Tampa Bay did for Liam Hicks. Make that deal. Do something. And I think ultimately what happened with the Yankees, now that I've had a chance to, like, think of it, and really look at what happened. They had guys they targeted at the top, at the premium level, to go impact this team. And they were willing, at least in my estimation, to make the big-time moves for it. Mason Miller didn't get moved. Right?
That's right. Nobody got him.
Langoliers got hurt. That was the catcher they wanted. Like, there was a bunch of guys at the top. Jeffers, the other catcher from Minnesota, that they decided not to sell. They became buyers. Like, I think they were looking at certain players at the top of the market that they were going to willing to be moving their prospects
with
for. With some control, or just the best of the best.
Yep.
Real impact, undeniably really good Major League Baseball players. And once those guys either didn't get sold or were off the market, he refused to pivot to the lesser level and pay the prospects needed. He was willing to pay a high price, but for the high-level player. And when those players didn't hit the market, he just said, well, I'm not giving it up for this. I was willing to pay it for this, but I'm not paying it for that. And he got caught in a not willing to move his prospects for what he
wanted.
Well, because he thinks he's
got enough talent here to win.
Yeah.
He thinks the whatever young guys that I know nothing about, you may know some of the guys that are in the minors at the very high end are not willing, they're not worth trading at this stage of the game. Maybe next year's potential lockout plays a role in that as well. I don't know, but there's one other thing, and I want to acknowledge before I say this, that I recognize I'm kind of mooing at the moon right now, and it's not a big issue.
Mooing at the moon?
Yeah, I'm yelling at, what is it, howling at the moon?
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. I'm howling at the moon because I know it's not a big deal.
Okay.
I know it has no impact whatsoever on what they did or didn't do, but there's an aspect to it that I hate, that I can't get out of my brain, that I'm just going to say, you're going to tell me it's not a big deal. You're probably right. But there's an aspect of it that I personally find, I don't know, distasteful maybe is the right word.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you, there's an aspect of what happened yesterday or didn't happen yesterday that I find objectionable and somewhat distasteful.
Part of the deadline?
No. It's just there's a thing. It's like, you know, sometimes it's not even a semantic, so I'm trying to find the right way to describe it to you. You know, sometimes you might look at something and it looks worse than it really is.
Sure.
There's an aspect. I'm blocking my mind right now.
Like your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
No,
type
not
thing?
That one. Okay. That's a good one though. Yeah, that's a good one. There's a word. I can't pull the word out of my dumb brain right now.
Okay.
But you understand the concept of it where it looks worse than it is.
Okay.
That's kind of what I'm getting at here.
Bark is worse than the bite.
Let's not guess because then it makes it worse.
Okay.
Okay.
So then stop trying to talk.
Well, because I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to do long-winded questions like you do because that way we're on the same page. Here it is. I find it distasteful and objectionable, even though I'm wrong.
Oh my God.
That Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner and whatever other scouts or you know people are involved in the trade deadline do it in Tampa and not from New York City. I find that to be problematic. The New York Yankees, I know spring training, I know it's where the Steinbrenners live, I get all that.
Yeah.
The New York Yankees play baseball in New York. The executive offices are in New York, all right? I know they've got satellite offices in Tampa, I get all that, right? I want my general manager and my owner in New York City at Yankee Stadium doing all these calls and meetings and conversations about who we're going after and who we're not going after. And I know they can do the same exact thing from a satellite office anywhere in the world.
Right.
But it reinforces to me the notion that Hal Steinbrenner is an absentee owner. He's not an everyday at the ballpark guy. He's rarely ever in New York City. He doesn't go to 50 games a year. Doesn't. Right? And it bothers me, and I know it shouldn't, but I want the owner of the New York Yankees to be in New York with his executive team as they're trying to pour over and make decisions about the future of the franchise. I don't want my team to have to fly down to Tampa, Florida to discuss the business of the New York Yankees, unless there's a health concern or you can't travel or any of that type of stuff.
Well,
and it bothered me that when I saw Aaron Boone say, because I didn't know it until Aaron Boone said it yesterday, that
those guys are down in Tampa
and I trust their decision, blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying to myself, why aren't they in New York? It's just my own little thing. Pet peeve.
Okay.
Pet peeve.
I mean, you're right. I think it's not that big a deal. So you gauged
I'm acknowledging
my,
that
you
as well.
Gauged my reaction. But it's a pet peeve. Well. I hear you. I don't think it has much to do with the owner necessarily. I don't think they're going down there because they want to be in the same room with 100% the owner.
100% that's why they're going down there.
I don't
there.
Think so.
Why do you think he did it from Tampa?
I think a lot of the team that works year-round works from there. That's what I think. I think the team that works year-round in the winter. And
yeah, the scouts, the analysts, all that stuff.
And work in Tampa.
Yeah.
And so Brian Cashman, whoever else, go there. But I don't think it's necessarily where everything's in New York.
Well, that's where I want it to be.
But we want to but we have to take everything down to Tampa so we could be in the same complex as Hal. I don't think that's it.
Okay.
I can understand
your
point.
You might be right.
I can understand
your point.
It's
a bad look.
I don't think it's to acquiesce to the owner, though, is my only thing. But I get what you're saying.
I
think that's something.
I know it doesn't change a damn thing of who they sign, who they don't sign.
Correct.
But as a New Yorker, I want my owner to come to New York to do important business about my team. That's just my thing.
Okay.
Or just, you know, if you want to be an absentee owner,
sure.
Then I guess be an absentee owner and you know, be that kind of guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I think part of the reason why Brian Cashman's had a job since Sean Marash had a little locker with his name on it is because Hal Steinbrenner implicitly trusts him to run the whole shebang.
Okay, then why is he in Tampa for the draft? Right? If you trust him to just run the entire shebang, he should do it from his own office.
Yeah.
At Yankee Stadium, where he works 7 days a week.
Well, because I think his team is in Tampa. And I don't know if Brian Cashman's at the Yankee Stadium
all the time.
I know he has an office there.
No, Brian Cashman's at almost every home game at Yankee Stadium.
As a capitalist, I respect spending 51% of my time in Florida, though.
Yeah, I get that part of it. Yes, I get that part of it.
But
anyhow, we got lots cooking today.
I don't care where. They could have got a catcher from Tampa, Craig. They could have got a reliever from Tampa. They got to go win the World Series this year. And there are glaring holes.
Well,
I talked about them yesterday. They have the worst catcher situation in baseball. Now they're just doing that willingly. They need another arm. They don't care. They'll wait until starting pitching turns into bullpen help.
Well, Rodon was pitching yesterday. As you saw, he was throwing BP out to Stanton, who still swings and misses with the same exact beauty as he does when he is healthy enough to play.
And when he hits home runs in the American League Championship Series, too. Don't you worry about it. Let's just get him healthy.
We'll get all your calls.
We got to talk about Lombard tonight, Yankee Stadium.
There you go. Are you going?
And a little, I think I might, we'll see.
You got to be there for Lombard's first start as a Yankee.
I got to be there for Lombard's first. I got to go make up. I've been yelling at them for the last two days. I feel like I got to go there and just like
apologize.
Show my face and be like, no, I know, the show's back. Don't worry about it. But I got to admit, there's a narrative going on around Lombard that pisses me off.
We'll get to it after the break. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number to join us. The afternoon fan line sponsor, of course, by Verizon Business. Take a show your mobile plan with my biz plan. Lots of Yankee stuff. We'll do a touch on the Mets at some point later today. And the New York Jets get bad, bad news regarding a rookie that we were counting on to be a major player for them this year. We'll tell you what's going on with the Jets and other things football-wise as well. Going to be a fun Tuesday afternoon, exclusively on The Fan.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. And this portion of the program is sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Sports.